Did you know that RDI Diamonds has...
Yes, sir.
Sorry I didn't come in for your last day.
How'd your golf game go?
It was, you know, it's funny. Started out really good, and I hit what I thought was a great shot that came up short, went into a sand trap, and took me 3 strokes to get out, and got pissed off, and, you know, and I managed to birdie a hole later and stuff like that, but inconsistent again. You know, I hit some really, really good shots, and then I hit a bunch of dumb ones, too, so whatever.
You were that torn up that today was my last day that you just couldn't.
That's what it was. It was wearing on me. How was your lunch?
It was very nice. Yeah.
What did you do?
Some chicken French.
Oh, really? They went all out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. The greens and beans.
Nice.
Salad. They had those damn butter potatoes that, you know, gained 10 pounds with just by having one.
Just looking at them.
Yeah, I mean, they're delicious, but, like,
oh, yeah.
Damn. Like, I don't know what they must soak those things in butter for, like, 24 hours. It,
when Wegmans had that restaurant out on Pittsburgh, by Cross Street.
Yeah.
When they had, I can't remember the name of it there. My son worked there. And he, when they used to make their mashed potatoes, they were, like, 50-50 butter to mashed potato.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
It was unbelievable. My son told me how much butter is in that thing. This is no wonder they taste like dessert.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it went well?
Yeah.
How was your week?
Week
okay?
Oh, yeah. They've been awesome. But, like, really, 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 like they. I think they could see that I was a little uncomfortable. And they're like, I mean, even to give you a quick example, like Monday I was started, you know, sharing, you know, with my accounts as I was transitioning. And what do you call it? On Tuesday I was sitting with Mike and he's like, you know, what's everyone saying? And I was like, well, I've really just said that, you know, the end of the week. That I said, they've been asking, but I'm not going to tell them. This is not appropriate. He's like, why? He goes, Mick, like, I mean, it's something, it's a new adventure. It's something that you're trying to, you know, I give you credit for trying something new. He goes, it's not like you're going to the competition. He's like, tell him.
Right.
I was like, oh, okay. So, like, I mean, it just kind of took me, that one took me off guard. So, but.
Well, actually, that's a plus for us.
Yeah, probably.
To know that you're just changing what you want to do,
not
that you want to work for a different company, you know?
No. Nope.
Yeah, so I think that was probably, you know, the plus. And actually, it sounds good for RDI that, you know, that you were so well respected as an RDI rep that they wanted you to work for IJO, you know. I can see where that would work, especially, you know, once it's a done deal and you're definitely going.
Yep. So, and Ann and I have been kind of like, you know, at first I'd, you know, okay, here are my suggestions, and then she kind of questions them, and I go, oh, that's actually a really great question. And then we're rethinking, so, like, I'm doing my best to put the right people with the right people, you know, and calling every single one of them, you know, to the best of my ability. So I'm almost done.
How did it vary from what you wanted to do to what it looks like they're going to do?
Well, I'll give you, like, one example. Like, when it came down to certain accounts, like, I was definitely heavy on certain people, heavier on certain people than others.
Right.
And she's like, you know, we sat and talked. She's like, look, I see what you're doing. And she's like, I get it. I totally get why you're selecting these people. The problem that I see is that when people get too many accounts too quickly, she's like, the best I see is, like, someone can kind of acquire about 5 and really sustain. Past that, there's going to be a bunch of them that are just going to fall by the wayside. So my suggestion is find, like, she didn't say, okay, I'm not doing this. She's like, okay, find me some alternatives to each of them, and then what we'll try to do is we'll try to balance it out. So, like,
right.
that, like, so basically, like, out of my top 30, there's basically 6 people got 5 each.
Right.
And they were the stronger people.
People
that are here more often. And then it was, okay, here's your secondary people. And then we kind of just chipped away. And some of them I was like, ooh, I think this person. She's like, I know that account. What do you think about this person? And I'd be like, oh, I never thought about them. Yeah, that actually does work. Like, I mean, we've, or sometimes I'm like, nope, I know what I'm talking about. This is the person I want for the
relationship.
Without question, she's like, okay, you know best. Like, it really has been super collaborative.
Good.
Right.
Good.
So
that's just as good as you could have expected.
Yeah, and I mean, you've got some. None of them are monsters.
Some.
But
yeah,
like it was funny. I was talking to Andrew from Sandy's, who is kind of getting back into it. He stepped away from it. He had shut his store down.
Oh yeah.
He was ranching, and he literally just opened a new store. He hasn't committed to it yet, but he's opening it. And I called him. He's like, damn. Like, he's like, right when I'm putting my foot back into the thing, he's like, who's gonna help me? I said, well, do you remember Bob? No joke. I mean, look, it's been years. He goes, do you remember?
Yeah.
Instantly. He goes, yeah, Bob's helped me before. I said, that's why. I said, good, then I made the right choice because he's going to be your guy. He's like, perfect. So, like, he was
oh,
thrilled.
Good.
You're going to get Leroy.
Yep.
Just because he knew you too.
Yeah.
Then there, I mean, Barnes Jewelers, so Steven's store.
Yeah.
They're, you know, they don't do a ton with us, but right now they're kind of in the lab world, and they got a good source for labs. So, but Scott's super pleasant, super nice.
Yeah.
This, you know, all the two girls that work there, they're great. So you'll like them a lot, and they'll like you. And then some of them were just out of like, you know, like Big John from Rogers Jewelers.
Yeah, of course.
I asked him, you know, would you like, you know, Bob? He's like, oh yeah, that'd be great. Rick Sanders down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the board of directors. He's very, like, he's a very, very nice guy. He's much more, diamonds are not his thing. Like, he will apologize to you left and right. He'll be like, I'm so sorry. I wish I could give you more diamond calls. He does a lot of color. And he's like a $1.2 million store. He's like, I deal mostly with custom. He's like, I'm not a bridal store. But, you know, and he doesn't want a million calls. I'm like, yeah, Bob, you know, I don't know even know if Bob actually makes phone calls. So, you know, you'll be able to, like, you're basically kind of babysitting the people that, not holding them off, but, like, the people that are very pleasant, that you'll enjoy talking to, that'll, I mean, he just sold a 2-carat the other day. So, like, they come. And then there was one that used to be Andrew's account. It's Barry's. He's in Texas. He came to one of our shows back about a year and a half ago. Older gentleman, he had a full running retail store, kind of retired, and then opened up an office and is killing it. So he probably calls me once a month for something.
Cool.
So again, you're not getting any monsters, but you're not there all the time, so it's hard to give you like the big ones, you know.
You know, to be honest with you, I'm probably more accessible to my customers than any other rep is.
Probably.
Because almost all of my customers call my cell phone all the time, too. And, they all know the fact that if you call and it's a Monday or a Friday, I won't be there. But if you call my cell phone, you know, I will handle a call usually within minutes. You know, the only time I tell them I don't answer the phone is when I'm, you know, when I'm putting. But other than that, I will call you right back, and I'll handle it as soon as I get back, because I'm never away from the office for very long.
True.
And so, yeah, and I have customers that call me at night, call me on Saturdays, Sundays, you know. So, and I've gone in on a Sunday and put a memo together for a Monday delivery, Monday thing, because it's just – they don't really lose much with having me, I just, you know, frankly, I could use a handful of new accounts like that too, because it's just getting boring lately, because I just don't have enough accounts, and I don't like calling, you know, twice in the same week.
Yeah, right. I would absolutely share that with Ann, because I've got a good 30 accounts that I do little business here and there with that, they're not assigning to anybody. So, but I like right. I can only carry that baton so far.
Yeah,
you know
sure.
What I mean? So, but there's also a guy out in on the West Coast. His name's Matt. It's Gerald's Jewelers. Super nice guy. Super personable.
Yeah.
Big Buffalo Bills fan.
Cool.
And it, you know, and pretty much everybody that you have, if you just say that you're one of my best friends and that I selected you for them, you'll be
yeah.
in. Like,
yeah.
It won't be a question.
Yeah, there's very few people that are probably anybody's accounts I haven't talked to.
Yeah, I agree
point.
With that. You're right.
And I've always, you know, I told Cameron this the other day when we were talking. I said, you know, when I handle somebody else's account, the only goal I have is at the end of that call for them to think to themselves, damn, I wish my weapon was that good. not that I'm trying to take anybody's account.
No,
but
it's good
I want to show them that there is a high standard, and if your rep ain't held you to it, if he's not delivering a high standard, then he should be better.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Yeah.
So, but
all right.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. So, are you working a full day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really, it's weirdly, not weirdly, because I'm very organized, but it's been like everything is kind of falling into place at the right time. Like I closed July. I all my expenses are done. I already submitted IJO's spreadsheet for the show. I passed
right.
the RJO off to Garrett with instructions. Like everything is kind of just chipping away nicely. So
who's gonna do your show stuff?
My recommendation, at least for a short period of time, would be Garrett.
Yeah.
He's very
good.
What if
Garrett Lee? What if something happens with him?
We can't control everything, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, I will talk to you later.
All right.
You know, we still play golf on Mondays and Fridays, so.
Yeah. Let me get a little tenure in before I go, hey, can I?
All right.
You're going to get me fired. Yeah.
Before you start.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you.
Bye.